Halacha Beis of Hilchas Nida. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk V'hizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam. The Torah says, you will separate the Jewish people from the tumah, from tumah. And the Gemara says, Mikan shetzrichim lifroish samuch levesta. It's based on this pasuk that the Gemara learns out that a Jewish man is required to separate from his wife when it gets close to her period, when she's expecting her period. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vel isha benidas tumoso loy sikrav. To a woman, when she has the tumah of nida, we're not permitted to approach her at that time. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-maymar, Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi. This halach in Likutei Halachos is going to be based on chapter 16 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ki I efsher la tzadik liois machshavtoi meshoiteit tomid v'chochmas alyonos. Rabbeinu Zal says, even the greatest tzadik cannot have his brain always connected to the high-level chochmas. Ki pa'omim bitula shel toira zui kiyuma. Because at times, taking a break from Torah is what establishes the Torah, is what allows your Torah to succeed. Even the greatest tzaddik has to go to the bathroom, has to sleep, has to perform certain bodily functions, so that it's impossible to be plugged in all the time. Umevoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, She'ikar mashetzorich hatzadik levatel lefome midvekusoi, that the main reason why the tzadik sometimes has to interrupt his dveikus, humachmas ho'anonin demechasin alainin, is because of the clouds, the spiritual clouds that cover the eyes. Shehem Esav v'Yishmoel. They are represented by the nations of Esav and Yishmoel. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to them as these two clouds that cover the two eyes. They are the leaders of the 70 nations of the Goyim. The Sforim tell us, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the 70 nations are divided into two groups of 35 each. 35 that Esav is in charge of, and 35 that Yishmoel is in charge of. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that this, that the tzaddik sometimes has to interrupt his dveikus, is because of these clouds that cover the eyes, which are the klipa of Esav and Yishmoel. Kedei shelo yizgabru ha'anonin, chas v'sholom aleinov, so that these clouds, these klipos of Esav and Yishmoel, should not become strong, should not overpower the eyes of the tzaddik, v'yizbatel chochmosoi legamri chas v'sholom, and destroy his vision, that is, wipe out his chochma completely. So this is why even the greatest tzaddik has to take a break sometimes. We have this concept of pomim bitulo shel Torah zui kiyuma, that at times taking a break from Torah to eat, to sleep, to whatever functions the person has to perform, that's kiyum haTorah. And at that time, when the tzaddik unplugs himself from his deep dveikus to Hashem, oz einov meirois kayoreach, then his eyes do not shine like the sun when he's plugged into his high-level dveikus. Then his eyes are shining like the sun. The pasuk says ve'einenu meirois kashemesh v'kayoreach. Our eyes shine like the sun and like the moon. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when the tzaddik is dovuk tashem on the highest level, then his eyes are shining like the sun. When he takes a break, when he's forced to unplug, then his eyes shine like the moon. Avol, Rabbeinu Zal says over there though, al yedei train meshichin, through the two Moshiachs, Mashiach ben David and Moshiach ben Yosef, sheyofutzu maynoseim chutzo, who will spread their wellsprings of Torah and light to everybody, V'yehofech l'chulam sofa brura. And then all the nations of the world will all have a clear voice of respect for Hashem. Oz Yiskayim, then will be fulfilled the pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi, v'hoyo er halavona ko'er hachama, that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. V'oz lo yitzarech levatel midvikusoy. And at that time, the tzaddik will not have to interrupt his dveikus. He'll be able to be dovuk to Hashem full time. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look over there in Likut Emran, Torah Tezayin, where Rabbein Zal explains this. And this is the introduction. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into his explanation on the topic of Nida using this introduction from Likut Emran, Torah Tezayin. Paragraph Aleph. Ki be'emes bevadai hoyoroi liyois dovik dovuk tomid ba'ashem yisporach b'li hefsek rega klal. Because the truth is, it definitely would be best if a person could be attached to Hashem without any interruption. Ki hu chayenu v'oirech yameinu. Because Hashem is our life. So a person would say, you don't want to interrupt that connection at all. Ach behechrich tzrichin lizbate lefamim. However, we must interrupt at times. We must interrupt that connection. V'zehu ikar kiyum shel hadas. And that's what makes sure that our brain should exist. That's what allows our brain to exist and function. Because if a person doesn't interrupt, if a Jew does not sleep for 3 days straight, he's going to die. He's going to be very dead. He ain't going to learn more Torah. Because as the Gemara says, sometimes interrupting from Torah is what establishes the Torah, what gives the Torah life. Ki yefsher lehizdabek uliskarev Hashem yisborach be'emes, ki im al yedei emuna shehi yisoid kol haTorah kula. Because it is impossible to attach oneself to Hashem and to really come close to Hashem other than through emuna, through faith, which is the foundation of our entire religion. Kama shomru, as the Gemara says in Makkos Daf Chav Dalet, Bo Chavakuk vehemidon alachas. Chavakuk came along and he established the whole Torah on one foot, on one point. What is it? V'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. A tzadik lives with his faith, emuna. U'kama shekosven, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kufyutes, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvahs, the entire Torah is emuna. V'chol ha'olamos. And all the worlds, all the spiritual worlds, kol hane'etzolim, v'hanivroim, v'hanoitzorim, v'hanasim, v'olam ho'atzilus, and bria, and yitzira, and asiya, kulam oimdim rak alemuna. All of them stand on one foundation. The foundation is emuna, faith. Kamay shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Amid Gimel, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations live with emuna, are established with emuna. Ki kishe'ola b'rtzoyna yisborach livro yesoylam, because when Hashem decided to create the world, lo yhoyo mokom leboroi, there was no place, there was no room to create the world, machmashohoya hakoil ein soif, because it was wall-to-wall light. Before Hashem created the world, all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem, wall-to-wall light. So there was no place in which the world to create the world. V'huchruch kaviyochol letzamtzem ulefanoi selikusoi. Hashem kaviyochol was forced to constrict and to vacate his presence. Ad shenase chol haponoi, and until he created a vacant space. This is what it's called. V'chulu, etc., etc. This is discussed in the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal. U'leshom himshich kol ha'oirois v'chol amidois. And it's inside that vacant space that Hashem drew all of the different, all of his light and all of his midois, the spherois, ad shebor Hashem kol ha'olamos kulam, to the point where he completed creating all of those worlds that he decided to create, Atzilus and Bria and Yitzir, everything. Ubatchilo loyhoyu hakelim yecholim lizbor hoer. In the beginning, the vessels that Hashem prepared couldn't handle the light, machmas ribuyor, because the light was too bright. Umachmaze hoyo shviras kelim, and because of that, the vessels burst; they shattered. Shemishom achizas haklipois vasitrachra. That's what caused the existence and the power of the klipois and the sitrachra, the other side. Uvechol dor vador anu oiskim levarer ulesakinzois, and in each and every single generation, we're involved in sorting that out and fixing it, correcting that the problems that came about as a result of that shvira sakelim. Kemavur kol ze be'etz chayim b'tchilosoi, as all of this is explained in the Arizal Sefer Etz Chaim in the beginning.